So Cloudflare is laying off 20% of its workforce, and now the stock is crashing and burning. This is a little bit different than what is happening with some of the other companies saying that they're laying off because of AI, that they don't need you anymore because they've got, you know, magic computers that can do your job. I think the jig is up. I think people are starting to realize that the layoffs, you know, that are being attributed to AI are actually about downsizing, but they don't want to panic investors, and then they're going to rehire people, probably much cheaper people or fewer people that are more qualified. You know, take your pick, but it's not really about, I don't think, AI, and I think the investors are starting to catch on too. So we'll talk about this. This is coming from Quartz. Cloudflare cites AI and slashing 20% of its workforce, and the stock sinks. We'll talk about that. We're going to talk about all the other tech companies that are laying off. It's crazy. I mean, for the last year or two now, just the tech industry is just in shambles. And I think a lot of it was due to overspending. We hired a whole bunch of people over the last 10 years. Most of those people did not work out. I think a lot of those people did not work out. We had a lot of people working at tech companies. Now, I used to work for a tech company. We had a lot of people working in tech that did not belong there. And some of them got their jobs because they were either A, cheaper, or B, possibly DEI hires, or yeah, a combination of the above, or just a warm body. They needed people. They needed to, you know, bring people in at six figures to start right out of college, give them a 3-hour lunch, a personal masseuse, you know, it was basically adult daycare, and this is what happens. So adult daycare is over, guys. It's over. Let's talk about this. Before we get into it any further, please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants. Guys, go out to more, more.clownfishtv.com. That's moreclownfishtv.com for more Clownfish TV, including episodes and podcasts you will not find here on YouTube. We've got a lot of paywalled content out there. We're going to be moving more and more stuff over there. And for less than the cost of a super chat, you can help support the reef. Thank you very much for that. So let's take a look at the layoff tracker, because this is really where, you know, we're starting to see a bunch of people get laid off, right? This is tech employees impacted by layoffs as of May 8th, 2026. So we've got, PayPal laid off almost 5,000 people. We got Oracle, 30,000 people. Cognizant, 4,000 people. I think Meta's in here too. Meta's 8,000 people. I mean, this is crazy. Dell laid a bunch of people off, 11,000. And it started out kind of slow, like June of last year, ST Micro. Okay, then Microsoft, 9,000. Yeah, it's a bad time to work in tech. Oracle's laying people off there. We got, this is just, it's wild. Here they have the latest layoffs. Upwork, 150 people. Bill, 700 people. Cloudflare, 1,100. Gauntlet, 30. DeepL, 250 people. Some of these other places aren't specifying how many people they're laying off. But, you know, take this and then look at journalism. Look at the media. Look at marketing. Look at video games. And it's all these white collar jobs. You were all under the impression that if you got your college degree, and my, you know, myself too, you go work in an office somewhere, that you've got that job until the day you want to retire, that you're going to get a little watch and they're going to give you a cake party and it's going to be great, right? Well, there ain't no damn cake party. In fact, a lot of people are probably going to have to go back and retrain or learn how to be a plumber or something useful, because tech is cratering. The entire industry is imploding. And guess what? The AI, it doesn't need a masseuse. It doesn't need, mental health days. It doesn't need, and that's what they're looking at. But again, AI is only part of the picture. Really, they're downsizing because they overspent. I mean, it is what it is. They overspent. They don't want to panic investors. A lot of these companies have been living on venture capital, living on rounds of seed money for damn near a decade. And eventually you have to have a path to profitability. That's just how these things work. And, you can get funded for the first, 5 to 10 years. But eventually the investors want to see, like, look, is this thing going to pan out or not? Can you sell this company or not? Is it going to be around in 20 or 30 years or not? And if the answer is no, then there goes your free money, right? So you're going to have to work for all these companies are going to have to work for their money going forward. Oh my God, guys, it's so mean. All the people working at these companies are going to have to work for their money here. Take two. 2K laid off staff working on free-to-play shooter Project Ethos in May. This is every day. Look at this. Every day, people are getting laid off in the tech industry in numbers I've never seen before. And the Oracle one, that was massive. That was like 30,000 people. PayPal, almost 5,000 people just a couple days ago. Cognizant, Meta, the end of last month, we covered that one. Let's see what's going on with Cloudflare, because the stock cratered after they made the announcement, because I think people are, again, realizing this isn't actually about AI. The AI is not actually there. It's about saving money because your business is not doing that hot. Cloudflare cites AI in slashing 20% of its workforce and the stock sinks. The connectivity company beat first quarter revenue and earnings estimates, and it said AI tools have made 1,100 roles unnecessary. The announcement Thursday came alongside a first quarter earnings report that beat Wall Street expectations in revenue and profit. And how do we celebrate? By firing people. Do you not understand how this works in corporate America? I mean, this is how it works in corporate America. You can actually kick your own ass trying to do what's best for your company, thinking that that's going to guarantee you a job, and it does not. It does not. In most corporate jobs now, people are only there for a couple of years, maybe. It's brutal. It really is. Revenue for the quarter totaled $639 million, up 34% compared with the year-ago period. 34%. Wall Street had penciled in $622 million revenue and a 23-cent per share profit, making the adjusted result of 25 cents and the $84 million free cash flow equal to 13% revenue, beat on both counts. But yet they're still getting rid of people. Alongside the earnings report, CEO Matthew Prince and President Michelle Zatlyn addressed employees in a letter to staff posted online that framed the workforce reduction as neither a belt-tightening measure, nor a reflection of how individuals have performed. Today's actions are not a cost-cutting exercise or an assessment of individuals' performance. They're about Cloudflare defining how a world-class, high-growth company operates and creates value in the AI era. They're preemptively getting rid of people because they know they're not going to need you. I guess just rip the Band-Aid off. But just imagine all these people that were probably given targets, like, hey, hit this target, and you're going to be good. And then what do you get for it? A pink slip. I've been there. I got the one job I got laid off for. We were kicking ass, and they were just like, you know what? Yeah, we don't need any of you guys. We don't. See ya. AI tool adoption among Cloudflare staff surged more than 600% during the quarter. Rather than rolling out departures in waves, the company opted for a single immediate reduction, citing a desire not to leave affected employees in limbo over several quarters. So here's the thing. If you're out there and you're loudly complaining about AI usage and how you're never going to touch AI and you're only going to work for companies that don't use any AI, you better learn how to put the fries in the bag. But even McDonald's is using AI now. So there is no escaping it unless you become Amish or something. You're not going to get away from it. You don't have to like it, but you're going to have to learn to live with it, especially if you want to work in tech, because that's the way everything's going. Total restructuring charges are projected at $140 million to $150 million, with cash outflows for severance benefits accounting for $105 million to $110 million. Okay. For the full year, Cloudflare projected revenue of $2.8 billion to $2.813 billion in adjusted per share earnings of $119 to $120. Investors were not reassured by the strong financial results. Shares shed roughly 18 to 19% of their value in Thursday's extended session. Yeah, so that's weird. It's weird because you're like, we're doing better than ever, but let's fire people anyway, right? And investors have to be wondering, like, what is going on here that you're saying you're doing good? You're saying this is not a cost-cutting measure. You're saying you don't need to get rid of people. You're just choosing to get rid of people because it makes the company leaner, more agile. But you're, you know, still getting rid of people. Like, as you're posting record profits and you're still getting rid of people, right? It said, we've never done something like this in Cloudflare's history. Just chopping 20% of their staff. It said, internally, the tipping point was last November. This is coming from TechCrunch. At that point, across our teams, we began to see massive productivity gains. Team members that were 2, 10, even 100 times more productive than they had been before. It was like going from a manual to an electric screwdriver. Cloudflare's usage of AI has increased by more than 600% in the last 3 months alone. Just wait. Some of those websites are going to go down. Just wait until the AI decides it doesn't want to keep your website online. That's going to be great. They highlighted how the internal use of AI coding, saying virtually the entire R&D team is now using it. A tool that lets developers build and run software directly on Cloudflare's global network includes vibe coding feature. Oh, my God. He also noted that 100% of the code produced this way and deployed for using Cloudflare's products is now reviewed by autonomous AI agents. So, okay. Yeah, you want to know why the stock's down? They're vibe coding their shit, and then they're using an AI to check the vibe coded shit. And Cloudflare is supposed to protect your website. And you're firing a bunch of people that probably knew what the hell they were doing. That's why your stock's going down. Because that'd be like, this doesn't really sound like a plan. This doesn't sound like a plan to me. You still need people to check AI. Do you understand? This is coming from a guy who likes AI. Like, as a tool, I like it, but you got to have people check the work. You can't just let it do its own thing because it often screws up. It often hallucinates. It often gets things wrong. So they might have just let some institutional knowledge float out the door because, hey, guys, we can vibe code everything. And this is what's going to bite a lot of these companies in the ass is they are going to rush to get rid of people thinking the AI has got this. And then we're going to find out later that, oh, shit, that vibe-coded slop, it doesn't pass muster. It's causing problems. See also Microsoft. See also Windows. Just a hunch I have. Just a hunch. Anyway, there we go, guys. Adult daycare is over. The tech industries are over. I don't know what to tell you if you're working in tech. You really are going to have to look at retraining because it's not going to get better, I don't think. Gonna wrap it up. Please subscribe. We'll talk later.